Good morning, everyone. New York City's subways are truly a terrible place to be, growing increasingly violent. Despite Kathy Hochul's efforts to stand up her own personal imperial guard in the streets of New York, we're going to be talking about that. Loudoun County Public Schools is back in the news. And of course, it's bad news. We're never in the news for good news. We're going to be talking about that close to my heart here in Loudoun County, where my family lives, and we raise our four, soon to be five, children. Guys, the parent of a teen who was badly beaten, had her skull fractured, and, just continuously beat against the pavement, who last I've heard is in a coma, her parents have spoken out for the first time. We're going to be talking about that and what I'm affectionately calling the trans George Floyd hoax. Guys, all that and more, and it all starts right now. Welcome back to the Joe Mobley Show. I am Joe Mobley, your host, the original uncloseted conservative. Guys, I've got an awesome show for you this morning. Thank you so much for watching. Before we get into that, let's get into this. Guys, the show is brought to you by us, the Joe Mobley Show. Check out our shop at thejoemobleyshow.com/shop, where you can get the very best patriotic, a little bit snarky, a little bit spicy t-shirts that are really, number one, they're super comfortable. They're made of the best materials. Yeah, that's true. You can also get the stickers. You can get the new line of sweatshirts, which are just unbelievable. But they're helping to, they'll help you engage in conversations that you wouldn't otherwise be having. My AR-15 identifies as a stick t-shirt, starts more conversations about things that lead to the problem of evil, that lead to the need for a creator God, for there to be any type of morality or objectivity. Guys, when I wear these shirts, I'm telling you, I used to wear the big Donald Trump shirt that says, "Miss me yet?" It's not available anymore. I might throw it out for a limited release at sometime in the future. But I would tell people, especially in my church, that that shirt and these shirts start more conversations that lead to the problem of evil, that lead to the moral rot, that lead to Christ and the cross, than any other thing that I put on my body, than a WWJD bracelet, or me just walking around town, Bible in hand. Everyone knows what a Bible looks like. That's kind of the thing about the design of a Bible. Interesting to know, are you a black Bible or a brown Bible, or are you a brightly colored Bible person? I'm a brown Bible person. I just like rocking the brown Bible. Anyway, guys, that's why it says at the bottom, the message there is our mission: restore, rebuild, and revive America's dying culture. As strange as it sounds, this merchandise actually helps you engage in the culture war by helping you to engage with the culture in ways that you otherwise aren't. So go over to thejoemobleyshow.com/shop. Use promo code FREEDOM while you're there. You get 10% off your entire order. Guys, big news for the show. For the business, we are on Public Square. So obviously, if you go direct to my shop, all the proceeds go to me and back into the show, which goes to you. If you want to support two patriotic businesses in one swell, I almost said floop, one fell swoop, there we go. Then check us out on Public Square. If you're not using Public Square, you should be. It's an awesome company. It promotes freedom-minded companies that have signed a pledge not to impose anything other than the laws of the United States and the states wherein on the citizens, on the people who patronage the shops. So we are on Public Square. You can check us out there. Additional discount codes are available in Public Square, so go and give us a like. Last but not least, there is a members-only show following the Thursday night shows with Outspoken Samantha at approximately 9:45, 9:50 p.m. Eastern Time. I am hosting my members-only over on Locals. Guys, you can get in and see that show for free. You can become a Locals member just by going to thejoemobileshow.com/member. And all these links are below, so you don't have to remember this stuff. But if you want to become a paid supporter, that's the only way that you can get the Joe Mobley Show mug. It's a 15-ounce mug. It is awesome. And the only way to get it is to sneak into my house or another member's and bludgeon us over the head and take ours, or sign up to become a paid supporter. It's $5 a month. Guys, I will tell you right off the top, I take a pretty decent hit to get you a t-shirt and a mug in your mailbox for your $5 a month. It really is the best deal around. So click on the link. It's in the description below. And let's get into this. All right. So I do want to say off the top, I'm reporting on describing or engaging in a lot of news topics, and I want you all to keep front of mind that we're not, even though we may look like, sound like, be staged like a news show, that's not what this is about. We're still doing interviews. This Thursday, we're interviewing Jeremy Ryan Slate, the CEO of Command Your Brain. He's going to be on the Thursday Night Live, potentially on the members only. I haven't spoken to him about that. But we are doing all of this for the point of engaging in culture. There is a culture war going on, and there's no place in scripture that I see us as Christians removing ourselves from the battlefield in the world, but not of the world. So it is completely against the character of God in my eyes and in my reading and study of the scripture. It's against the character of God to say, I am going to take my people, the salt, the light, out of the earth, out of the culture. So essentially, his presence isn't known. Now, of course, the beauty of his creation will sing his praises, but he's put us here to be ambassadors for Christ, to be winning hearts and minds, if you will, hearkening back to the global war on terror mission. That's why we're here. We're here to win hearts and minds. So I talk about these stories and we go through these news events. It's not just for you to be informed about the events of the day. It's for you to be equipped with talking points, with sound reasoning, with the ability to have discernment and see what the underlying messages are in our culture, in the way that information is being presented to us. That's why we're here, not just another news show. So last week we talked about Kathy Hochul, governor of New York, had brought in some 750 National Guard troops and 250 additional state police and deployed them specifically to patrol New York City subways, to patrol them. They're doing these unconstitutional, not even Terry stops. They're doing unconstitutional stop and search, not stop and frisk, but stop and let me see into your bag, rummage through, check your waistline, that kind of thing. And again, these are National Guard troops, heavily armed. They've got not military style rifles. They've got military weapons that have 3-round bursts or select fire full auto weapons. I would know. I was in Virginia's Nasty Guard once upon a time. And of course, I ultimately served 12 years in the United States Army. That's not the kind of thing that should be going on in our streets. So Mr. Guns and Gear says, let's check in on the New York City subway station. Guys, reportedly one person was shot. This was yesterday, and it basically goes like this. A man was shot in the head yesterday afternoon on the subway. Somehow, some way, he was able to get his gun into the subway. Big shocker there. Violence is super rare in New York City, by the way. Hardly ever happens. But he was able to get his gun into the subway system. And reportedly, an argument, an altercation of some kind broke out between two of the commuters on the subway. And one of them reportedly had shown a knife or a razor, something like that. And then that same guy who was brandishing the edge weapon instead decides to brandish a firearm. Now, the other guy apparently beat him down, took his gun, and shot him in the head with it, which is, it honestly, it sounds a little bit like a Florida man story, but it's a New York City man. Very, very interesting. Guys, this happened in a gun-free zone. So that's part of the takeaway here. When you look at violent crime in the United States, when you look at crime involving firearms, they primarily happen in two places. Just regular crime involving firearms, I'm talking assault and battery, assault with a deadly weapon, aggravated assault, that kind of thing, up into malicious wounding and murder, things that you actually, crimes perpetrated with a firearm. They primarily happen in two places. Gun-free zones. Yep. Gun-free zones. We know that. Schools, churches that aren't allowed to have guns, state buildings, town, local government buildings, that kind of place. The other place that they generally happen with a higher degree of frequency is leftist crap hole cities. I'm talking to you, Chicago, Los Angeles, New York City, you know the places, Seattle, a leftist controlled poop hole. Now, the big problem is gun-free zones don't work. They don't. They advertise to criminals that there are no firearms here. And that's the irony here of Mr. Guns and Gear's tweet. He says, well, this whole story is odd. Since it's a gun-free zone, how could this happen? That's a good question. How could this happen? I mean, it's, yeah, it's not great. Look at this. So these are your options in a gun-free zone. Your options are to cower. Your options are to hide, to be scared. These people are freaking out. Look at the situation. It's worst case scenario. This is fish in a barrel. And, you know, reportedly multiple shots rang out. All these people can do, all they can do, is hope and pray that someone with a gun gets there to take care of this situation. So despite Kathy Hochul's best efforts, New York is still a major, major poop show. So if you live there, why? Why are you still there? Can we answer that question? And why don't you make some better choices with your life and get out of there? Virginia will take you with open arms. Don't just go to the havens. Don't just go to West Virginia, to Florida. Texas is not a haven. I don't know why everyone's like, Texas is the reddest. Texas is a purple state and leans blue and a lot of things. So maybe do go to Texas, but don't just make these red strongholds. We need to be engaged in the states, which is why I intend to stay here in Virginia and restore it to its former glory, I'll say. And no, that is not a Mason-Dixon, the South will rise again type vibe. So miss me with that. Guys, Loudoun County Public Schools are in the news again because we can't help it. We can't do anything different. If you remember back in 2020, the year of ridiculousness, propaganda, and nonsense, death tickers on mainstream media 24/7 until St. Biden came down, partnered with St. Fauci, and saved the universe from total annihilation. If you remember back that far, Loudoun County was a daily, if not weekly, topic, probably in your household. It surely was in mine because our school board and our school system has lost their ever-loving minds. Well, Tuesday night, we were in the news again because this happened. School board member, Loudoun County school board member, Deanna Griffiths, great woman, support her. She tried to bring speaker cameras back during the meeting. So this is what's going on. If you remember, there are viral videos of me at school board meetings of my friend Lilith Vignettes and Patty Menders, She Van Fleet, who is all over the place right now. She wrote an awesome book that you guys should check out. She just had a long form interview with Tucker Carlson that just went absolutely amazing. Proud of She Van Fleet and honored to know her. But all of us, we formed a faction and we would go out and stand up for not just our rights, but the rights and safety of our children, because that's what school board meetings are essentially supposed to be about, the children. Well, if you remember back, they went through this evolution where first they stopped showing front-facing cameras, so stopped showing us the speaker. Then they went to this kind of really Palpatine-esque, Star Wars is all over the show, this Palpatine-esque vibe where you had to stand at this podium all by yourself. The audience is way away from you, but also the school board, the people that you're speaking to, they're miles away. You feel like you're like 50 yards away from these people as they're on their elevated platforms looking down at you. And it was a very dismissing vibe. But when they changed to that, they only showed the back of the speaker. So you could see the tight shots of the school board members, and you could see the wide of the school board and the back of the speaker. Usually you would see a profile view and even a front-facing view because us, the taxpayers, we've paid for all of these crazy AV setups with cameras and mics and the works in these Loudoun County buildings. Well, they don't use them because when Deanna brought up the vote to bring back the speaker camera, they flipped the script on her, the rest of the school board, and said, hey, you know what? We're actually going to do away with showing the speaker at all. This is, in my view, obviously an attempt to get us to go away, to stop exercising our rights, to the LCPS is saying, miss me with that First Amendment stuff is essentially what they're saying. They're saying it's not important, you're not important, and how you think your child should be cared for, watched over, and educated isn't important. We are the Loudoun County Public School Board, and we don't want people to hear your voice at all. But since they have to, we don't want them to be able to see your face, to see who you are. Chantel delivered an amazing speech calling out the fake racism and fake outrage about attitudes towards Black people. Chantel Cooper, that is. And they're trying to make it so that you can't see us, so that you can't absorb our entire message. She Van Fleet, who survived and escaped from communist China, from Mao's China. She experienced the Cultural Revolution, the Red Guard. She experienced that, and it's powerful for her, an Asian American immigrant, an escapee from communist China, to be out there with her face, with her voice, telling this haunting message, this warning against going down the road that we are way far on. They don't want you to be able to see that. And they want to discourage us from going to deliver the message. We can see the school board is completely checked out when we're delivering these messages. One of the times I went, I read a bunch of the nasty lines from the books. They gave me all of the lines that had to do with sex and profanity for whatever reason. I was so glad that just a few months into moving here to Leesburg, I was so glad to be there on TV saying all these terrible things for my pastor to see. Oh, and he saw, because we talked about it the next Sunday at church. And he actually gave me a pat on the back and said, I understand what you were doing. So anyway, there's that. So not only are we not getting speaker cameras back on our faces, on our backs, we're getting no cameras at all. This is an anti-woke message, because the left is all about inclusivity. Everyone is LGBTQ, LMNOPIA+. Everyone is handicapped, disabled. Everyone is aggrieved in some way. Well, you know who actually is handicapped and aggrieved in some way? Deaf people. And it's really important to them to be able to see when people are speaking, because they can't hear us. LCPS, for all of their wokeness, they don't think that's important at all. I've never seen a stenographer at any of their meetings. Maybe they'll have one there now that I'm pointing it out, because they do watch the show. So hi, LCPS. Hi, Loud and Love Warriors, and all of you unicorns and rainbow warriors out there. You know, I love you. Hey, since you're here, you might as well like, share, and subscribe, right? Become a member. I don't care. Anyway. Maybe they'll just replace us with the stenographer. I have no idea. But everyone who knows anything about the disability that is deafness knows that it's important for it's important to be able to see the speaker, to see their face, and to see their lips moving. And unless you're a leftist, you know, Soros party liner, that's appointed to the Loudoun County School Board. Last note on this is don't be defeated. I know the biggest part of my audience are Loudoun County, my fellow Loudoun County parents, patriots. Don't be discouraged by this. Lean in. I actually haven't been to a school board meeting in a little while. This is encouraging me to go. This is encouraging me to get back in the fray. So Deanna, don't feel bad. You tried to do a good thing. You tried to do the obvious thing. This is going to be an issue that is carried forward. And yeah, I mean, it makes so much sense to not show the viewing audience the speaker. You can't make this stuff up, guys. Hey, if you're enjoying the show so far, make sure that you like it. Make sure that you're subscribed wherever you're watching. If you're a podcast listener, go ahead and rate and review. But this is where the real gold is. Above likes, above subscriptions, above you becoming a member. Maybe not above you becoming a member over at my locals community. But above all, the left hates it. The big tech platforms hate it. I know YouTube hates it. They blew up my channel that had, I think, 2 million views. They don't promote this. So they hate it when you share it with someone that you know will like this content. So wherever you're watching this, on X, on Getter, Rumble, Facebook, YouTube, there's a share button. If you text this, if you hit that share button and actually send this direct to someone that you know will like this type of content, they absolutely hate it. Rumble loves it, but everyone else absolutely hates it. Of course, our time is limited on all platforms except for Locals Rumble and my personal podcast hosted on my website. So make sure that you take proper precautions. All right. So earlier this week, We're not going to watch the video. I've seen the video too much, and I'm not a trigger warning type of person, but it's pretty terrible to see and also hear this young girl's head being smacked against the cement. So we're not going to watch it again. But earlier this week, it was reported that two Missouri teens got into a fight. You didn't hear about it because the attacker is black and the victim is white. So media is doing their best to make this go bye-bye. Just like the whole Next Benedict thing. Whoopsie daisy. She actually died by self-harm, not by transphobic mafia and hate speech. Anyway, this young lady, 15-year-old Kaylee Gain, was badly beaten. She was put into critical condition and a coma in the hospital, where she's still now, as of the last reporting that I saw, she's still alive. And her outlook is still a big, huge question mark. Doctors don't know what the extent of the brain damage is. Actually, they don't know if she's going to wake up. She still could die from this attack. Obviously, we're hoping for a different outcome. And so her parents have spoken out for the first time since the attack. Let's punch in just a little bit. All right, they say, "We are so grateful for the amazing medical staff who have been working tirelessly to give her the best possible chance at a full recovery." I don't know why there's a quote there. Yeah, so quotation marks in the wrong spot. Anyway, the girl's parents wrote in a statement appended to GoFundMe. Guys, the reason that I mention this, and this link is not in the description, so let me drop it in the chat for you all. Da, 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 da. Kaylee Gain. Copy, copy, copy. Boom. All right. The reason that I put this there, let me drop it on Twitter. All right, Twitter, you've got it. And let me drop it on Rumble. Hey, where are you guys watching from? As I see, there's just right now there are about 300 viewers on. So let me know where you're watching from in the comments. Go ahead. Okay. For 300 plus, there are not enough likes here. That's it. Here, I'll get us started. I will get. Posting this because there's a GoFundMe because she's been in the hospital for days in critical care, and she is going to have exorbitant medical costs as a result of this assault. That wasn't supposed to rhyme. This shouldn't have happened. This is the result of so many things: moral decay, our crumbling and failing society, our culture having no sense of justice, no sense of right and wrong, and also bad parenting. So it's a little bit of an early show for me, so I brought my coffee companion. Some of you have commented like, "Dude, you shouldn't be drinking out of Steven Crowder's mug." I am a member of a mug club. I do still enjoy and watch Steven Crowder's show. But I do. I need to get my own mug since I have my own mug. It's just not here yet. So, yeah. Guys, chiefly, this is a failure of parents. And now, you and I, other citizens, law enforcement, local and state and federal prosecutors, and kind of the criminal justice system have to step in and deal with these sorts of things. It's not our role. It's not what we should have to be doing, but it is what we have to do because no one else is holding people accountable. No one is telling children, "Hey, you can't just run off and commit all kinds of crimes with impunity. Your actions have consequences." No one is telling people that. No one is telling people, "Hey, you shouldn't be an onlooker to this. You shouldn't be recording this on your phone and yelling profanities. You should be helping. You should be de-escalating. You should be pulling these two apart. You should be calling the authorities. This entire thing took place without regard for human life at all. We see it from phone camera footage, and the sound is horrifying. Having been there and seeing and hearing what was going on, you would know that this girl is being brutalized. And, yeah. Again, we talked about this last night. The Missouri AG is looking to press charges. So the aggressor here is a 16-year-old girl. And the reason that the media tried to hide it is because the attacker is black and the victim is white. Doesn't fit the narrative, and they try and pretend all of these crimes don't exist. Now, in reality, this is a little bit of an outlier because most crime against a particular race is committed by members of that same particular race. So black-on-white crime, while still super popular, is not the most common type of crime in America. The most common type of crime in America is black people doing black people stuff. And I say that as a black person because apparently the things that are culturally relevant, the things that are praised, desired, exalted in Black America are cars, clothes, shoes, hoes, making it rain with $100 bills and all of this ridiculous nonsense, and crime, drugs, theft. We look at the BLM, we look at the Antifa riots. No one's stealing books. No one's stealing school supplies. No one's stealing essentials like food, water. People are stealing Jordans and iPhones and Android. People are stealing laptops. People are stealing chains. All of this frivolous nonsense. So that's what's really going on here. This whole thing is what... This whole thing is just a ghetto fabulous scene. It's almost a stereotypical black sitcom-ish scene. The sad thing is it's real life. Not a joke, not Hollywood. So I fully support Missouri Attorney General going for charges to charge her as an adult. All right, so time is going by. Guys, there are constant landmines out there for us to step in. They tried to get us. They got us with George Floyd. They dangle. If a black person dies anywhere, you know, sneezes and has a heart attack, the media will jump on it and try and make it into some type of hate crime. And they almost got us again, you guys. They almost got us with a trans George Floyd-esque hoax. We knew something was off. We knew something wasn't quite right with the non-binary identifying teen next Benedict story when it first hit the net. We knew, just like we sort of have a spidey sense. Some of us have a little bit of PTSD being right of the COVID campaign and all of the propaganda that went on. But we knew our spider senses were tingling about that one. So initially, next Benedict was said, oh, do I have that photo? I do not have that photo. That's all right. We can get along without it. Initially, next said that she was jumped at school, and the media went with it immediately. This young person was jumped because of transphobic hate, because of bigotry, ultimately because of Donald Trump. Immediately, we knew something was a little bit off. So then, that same day, she's speaking to a police officer in the hospital. And the police officer ascertains that she actually assaulted the girl who beat her up. Now, I don't know why next would, you know, I say throw chemical agent. We now know it's water. Someone out in the wild just comes and throws a liquid in your face. You really got to assume the worst. Anyway. He tells her, hey, we really can't, we can, but we probably shouldn't press charges here because you would need to go to jail. And he's explaining this very patiently, excellent law enforcement officer in that body cam footage, explaining this to her guardian. That was another red flag. Kudos to the police department for releasing that, because the reason that they released it and this became a story is, the fight happens, they're saying that it's transphobic hate, blah, 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 blah. And then a day or two later, Nex is mysteriously dead. And CNN and The View and all of these ridiculous news outlets are saying that transphobic hate killed her, essentially, that right-wing MAGA extremism, Christianity, heterosexuality, these things killed her. Okay, so none of those things, those ideas, those values, those immutable in some ways statements about people are capable of committing harm. They're not able to, like, conservatism, the political ideology, a political philosophy isn't capable of committing crime. I don't know why our leftist brothers and sisters don't understand that. They maybe they watch too many cartoons. They think that inanimate objects can commit crimes, like guns. They think that these guns can just jump off and go commit massacres. But now they think that ideas can commit crimes. Ideas are powerful, but people commit crimes. Surely they know this, but maybe not. I don't know. But another red flag was they didn't release cause of death. It was shrouded in mystery. We see that this person is identifies as non-binary. We see that they're being raised by a guardian, not a parent. Guys, red flags all over the place. And they are. These are red flags that we need to lean into and try and pull people back from the brink when they're going down these roads. So despite Nex's lack of observable physical injuries, and her clearly being the aggressor, the guardian wanted to press charges. The officer told her, hey, that's probably not a great idea. Nex would need to be arrested. And mysteriously, she dies later. So we blame MAGA, we blame alt-right, we blame Donald Trump, extremists, blah, 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 supremacy, transphobic, xenophobic, phobic, I don't know, just bigots abound. And then the other shoe inevitably drops. That she died by suicide. Again, I say she, as her guardian said, she and her all throughout the interview and with the police officer, and no one died, no one got outraged. They actually, it's kind of telling, they forgot that they were supposed to be holding up their fake outrage because a phone like this wasn't out. They forgot that they were being recorded. They probably thought that they weren't being recorded, maybe because they were in a hospital room, but this was an official law enforcement encounter. Obviously, the body cam is on. This officer is carrying out his official duties by conducting this interview, consent from the guardian to interview the minor. Boom, body cam on. You know, this wasn't James O'Keefe sneaking in and making a clandestine recording. This was all above board. And that's part that no one's really talking about. Nex and the Guardian, they forget that we're supposed to be playing woke make-believe. They forget that we're supposed to be outraged and shocked and appalled at misgendering, at not worshiping pronouns and other made-up zimzers and whatever. Which, again, no one's talking about, but people should be talking about that. So having the reality check, they don't press charges because Nex would be charged. They go home, and then she mysteriously dies sometime later. Well, cue Joe Biden, the greatest president our country has ever known. SCNR News reports. Non-binary and transgender people are some of the bravest Americans I know. This is right out of Joe Biden's, I think it was his State of the Union speech, if I'm not mistaken. So we go down into his remarks. He says, every young person deserves, this is in the article, by the way, you can go down and read it yourself, but I know that the print is teeny tiny on the screen there, so I will read it for you. Again, this is Tim Pool's new company, Scanner News, scnrnews.com. Biden says, every young person deserves to have a fundamental right and freedom to be who they are and feel safe and supported at school and in their homes. Nex Benedict, a kid who just wanted to be accepted, should still be here today. All right. Well, Joe Biden got one thing right in this entire statement. Yes, Nex Benedict should still be here today. It's very sad that she felt that she needed to do this permanent solution to a very temporary problem. Teenage years are weird. They're weird for everyone. Whatever your ideology is, your sexuality is, whatever you believe about the world or yourself, or childhood, adolescence, and especially the teenage years are hard. So yeah, that's the only thing that it got right there. He doesn't say that this happened because the indoctrination machine chewed her up and spit her out, grinded the indoctrination machine and the propaganda and the lies the left spews about sexuality, about the cultural issues surrounding LGBTQ, LMNOP, AI+. They're grinding these kids into dust. And many adults, but primarily children, teens, and college-age adults, they're grinding them into dust, destroying their lives. And so many of them are driven to self-harm. Now, the lie is they're driven to self-harm because of us, because of you and I. That's not true, and that's not my opinion. That's what data shows about affirming care. When Abigail Schreier has amazing compilation of research in her book and her public profile. You can check her out on YouTube or wherever. Just amazing literature, writing, speeches about this stuff. But some of the facts are, there is no discernible difference. Actually, that's changed. There used to be no discernible difference between the outcome and the long-term outlook of people who suffer from, say, gender dysphoria or are confused about their gender, their sexuality, and who are affirmed, who are supported in their household, workplace, whatever, and those same people who are not. Now, there is data post-op, post-chemical, hormonal, and surgical intervention, suicidality increases a lot. And then to try and cover that up, they say, well, it's because they can't really be who they are because everyone, not 9 out of 10, but 10 out of 10 people don't support them. Bull crap. These people are praised, exalted in our culture, that the culture, the cult of worship. Well, the cult of worship in the United States says everything gay is great, everything trans is great, everything female is great, including fake females. Anything minority, oppressed, fake oppressed is exalted everywhere, in every corporate office, in every institution, in every media outlet. It's an absolute lie immediately on its face. Well, it turns out that the data shows that affirming care actually increases suicidality by 30%. So yeah, if one of my children is confused and they say, oh, hey, if my daughter says I think that I'm a boy, I am not going to affirm that. I don't care what you believe about me being a bigot or transphobe. No, I actually care about people. As a Christian, I am a harm reductionist. I want there to be less suffering in the world. Ultimately, I want there to be less eternal suffering. I don't want people to go to hell, which is a real place, a lake of fire. No one wants to be there. Perpetual death. Ugh. I don't want that. So I do not affirm lies. I affirm the truth. It's easy. There are two genders. You don't have to get out of the first chapter of the Bible to know that God created them. Each one, he created them male and female, Genesis 1:27. What's there to be confused about? Biden goes on to say, 9 non-binary and transgender people are some of the bravest Americans I know, but nobody should have to be brave just to be themselves. In memory of next, we must all recommit to our work to end discrimination and address the suicide crisis impacting too many non-binary and transgender children. Biden is lying to you right now. We do not need to continue our work. You guys have peaked. You climaxed. You took over all of the institutions. Your message took over everything. Dave Chappelle tells jokes about this. There's this slow march of civil rights for blacks, and it takes 100 years. I mean, you got 1861, Emancipation Proclamation, you got the 1890s, and on and on and on and on. It goes into 1964, the Civil Rights Act, and then you've got desegregation happening, marches, demonstrations all over the place. You've got leaders like Martin Luther King. That's a struggle. That's fighting true oppression. There's a there. Here, gay rights, lesbian rights has been going on for some time, but all the other stuff, the Q, the T, the II, everything else, you guys have forced a round peg into a square hole, no pun intended, but you really force things that shouldn't fit together to fit together in breakneck speed. They have crammed this in. Again, no pun intended. They've gone from the fringes of society to mainstream, boom, overnight. Everywhere. You can't not be inundated with leftist messaging about all things gay, all things trans, all things Q and I and A, and the letters keep getting added. It's hard to keep up. No one should have to be brave just to be themselves. It's not brave to come out as one of the most celebrated things in your time. It's not. That's not brave. It's not. There are parades for this. There's a month for this. Coming out as conservative is brave. Coming out as Christian is brave. There's nothing about this that's brave at all. This is a lie, and it's causing devastation and harm to children, which is their whole game. The left, their whole game is the destruction of children, first through destroying masculinity, moving to destroying family, destroying the image and the objective beauty of womanhood, tearing apart the relationship between men and women from being a wonderful pairing and turning it into an adversarial relationship where they're competing and things that they never should be competing. Thank you, feminism. And once we've destroyed these hierarchical structures, we've destroyed masculinity, we've destroyed family and that stewardship, that headship of man, we've destroyed femininity. Now that we've gotten through the men and we can get to the women. And once we've destroyed the family, now the kids, there they are on a silver platter, vulnerable, helpless. And the left goes after them time and time again. And you have to stop letting them have access to the children. You have to stop saying, I need to be safe in my job. I need to be safe in this. Ooh, I can't push back. You have to. They are devouring. The Bible says the enemy seeks to steal, kill, and destroy. He prowls about like a lion looking for something to destroy. That something is the soul of your child. Not a game, not make-believe, not something that you can ignore and will go away. This isn't the boogeyman under the bed or in the closet. This is the real boogeyman that is trying to send you, your family, your society straight to hell. So stop letting that happen. Guys, last but not least, and I almost hate to, I almost hate to bring this up, but why not? We got a couple of minutes. Take a sip of my coffee. Guys, Dylan Mulvaney is back. I wish I had that Slim Shady Guess Who's Back music playing. Dylan Mulvaney is back. And he's making a run for Billboard greatness. Unfortunately, this is not a joke. For reasons only the divine know, Dylan Mulvaney is trying his hand at music. For this, we don't have to do a deep dive into the article. Instead, let's just take a glance at Twitter, X. It'll suffice. Again, this story is coming to you from SCNR News. Dylan Mulvaney releases debut pop song, Days of Girlhood. The patriarchy is over. You can hold our beer. I'm sure we can, Dylan. All right, so Kitzler tweets, Dylan Mulvaney is a fully intact gay man pretending to be a girl, not a woman, as he pushes 30 years of age. Correct so far. All of that being said, his new song is terrible, especially since they feminized his voice. Well, I fixed that. Go and watch this one if you can. It's really funny. I don't want to hear. I'll play one of these for you guys. Let me get the sound on. Taught me how to girl, best friend put me how to text the So stupid. Dana Loach says, Dylan Mulvaney is playing a stereotype to mock women. Yeah, that's what we've all been saying from the start. Everyone with anything going on upstairs could see this with all, the very beginning of the Dylan Mulvaney nonsense. She goes on to say, women do not see themselves like this. Yeah, yeah, that's...
male.
That's view. Correct.
Dylan Mulvaney released a Days of Girlhood song. And for the people who are like, Dana, don't give it air. Oh, no. I was born to give it air. It's a caricature. What yep. he thinks a woman is, right?
Yep.
This is, I don't know, it's mockery. And I feel like a lot of it is mockery, if I'm being honest. I feel like a lot of it is mockery.
Because it is.
Because playing to a stereotype to they mock are. Women. Women do not see themselves like this. Progressive men do. Do you see? He's still a progressive.
This is exactly right. This is the quiet part out loud. That's why we're giving this airtime. This is culturally relevant.
Man. And he can put as much lipstick on and do, you know, he can try to get it to where it's harder to detect with a basic neck check, all he wants to. But you can tell he's a dude by the way that he portrays women and by how he views them. It's the most
yep.
debased leftist male view of what women are. That's how he sees women because that's how he portrays them every single time. Dylan Mulvaney.
100% accurate. Twitter is just, I need to try and make myself call it X. All right, Libby Emmons, the editor of the Post Millennial, says Dylan Mulvaney doesn't fantasize about being a woman. He fantasizes about being a girl. Yes, that's the red flag. That's the depravity. That's the nonsense that we're talking about, folks, that you need to speak out against. Do not ignore. He's fetishizing. Femininity is a fetish he uses to gain fame, Libby says on Twitter. Absolutely correct. This isn't womanhood. This is adult men playing like little girls. A lot of implications here, folks. A lot of implications. The post-millennials Twitter put out new Dylan Mulvaney song claims casual sex, pill popping, and having mental breakdowns are all part of being a girl. And that he's one. Yep. That's, unfortunately, that's the news that we're starting our day with. Guys, thank you for sticking with us to the end. If you're still here, go ahead and make sure that you like however you're consuming. Make sure that you like the show and are subscribed. Go ahead and drop me a comment about these stories, about today's show. I'd love to hear your thoughts, answer any questions that you have. Please do consider becoming a member of my locals community. For $5 a month, you get access to me unlike anywhere else on the internet. You get a member-only mug. People can buy this t-shirt publicly available on my show, thejoemobleyshowshop.com or thejoemobleyshow.com/shop. But no one can buy this mug. This mug is for paid supporters only. You can join my locals community for free. You can see a lot of the member-only content over there. But supporters just take it to a whole different level. There's supporter-only content over there. All of their questions get answered in the timeliest manner. I actually answer locals faster than I answer my own private email, much to the chagrin of people that I do business with, that this is true. The easiest and best way to get a hold of me is on locals. But yeah, for $5 a month, you get access to that community, to me. You get to relax and let your hair down a bit on the internet. And you get this awesome member-only mug and t-shirt. Don't forget to check us out on Public Square and support the show by getting merch on the website. So let's also take a quick look at this. If you're interested in supporting the show by our affiliates, then you can scroll down to the bottom. Guys, the affiliate links are always there. And they are just these three companies. MyPillow, still an affiliate of MyPillow. Great products at amazing prices. Use promo code Mobley at checkout. MyPillow.com/Mobley. If you're looking to boost your immune system, make it more resilient and tough, then you got to use supplements. So you can go to the Z-Stack Life. DJMobleyShow.com/Z-Stack. And of course, if you're looking to take control of your health and to really get into some disciplined habits and transform your body, your mind, your spirit, you need to check out Drs. Michelle and Mark Sherwood out in Oklahoma, the Functional Medical Institute. Guys, DJMobleyShow.com/transform. All of those links are below. Thank you so much for watching the show. I hope you have a good day. I will see you in the next one. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. If that was the first prayer you've ever prayed, I hope it won't be the last. Until next time, this is The Joe Mobley Show.